This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Foreign ministers from 17 Western Hemisphere nations are condemning Venezuela's new constitutional assembly, saying their governments refuse to recognize the all-powerful body. Meanwhile, the spokeswoman for the UN Human Rights Agency, Ravita Shyamdasani, says an agency report reveals security forces used torture in the recent crackdown.
The team's findings also indicate patterns of other human rights violations, including violent house raids, torture, and ill treatment of those detained in connection with the protests.
Intense clashes between protesters and national security forces have left at least 120 dead and hundreds injured over the past 4 months. The Washington Post is reporting that North Korea successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside its missiles. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network there is some concern the North has been able to develop this technology well ahead of schedule.
The North Koreans have accomplished what we thought would happen in 2 years, but has now evidently happened to a certain degree, and that is to miniaturize nuclear warheads that can fit inside a ballistic missile.
President Trump has attended a briefing on the country's opioid drug epidemic. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says the president views the soaring death toll from opioid abuse as a public health emergency.
The president is absolutely committed to solving that problem, and we are going to turn over every single rock and make certain that we're identifying every single thing that could move us in a better direction.
Job openings in the U.S. reached an all-time high in June.
There were 6.2 million job openings in June. The Labor Department says that's an 8% increase and the highest number on record, a sign that the solid hiring of recent months will likely continue. Job openings in construction and manufacturing rose sharply. There also were increases in financial services, health care, and in state and local government.
Correspondent Mike Heppen. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Ms. Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. This is before I ever even heard about the product. I never endorsed the pain reliever, but now I am. And yes, now I'm taking Relief Factor, too. Maybe you've heard me call it a miracle. In fact, listen to what Amanda from Texas wrote. I was having pain in my left thumb area and left side of my leg from my knee about 4 inches up. After about a week of taking Relief Factor, the pain in my leg has gone away, and a few days later, the pain in my left hand is gone. We've gotten thousands of these testimonials, and if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife Sue did, try Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Three men were shot dead Monday at a popular Mexican tourist beach with another man and woman badly wounded.
Authorities in the state of Baja California say a group of people were relaxing under the shade of a palm tree on the popular vacation beach at San Jose del Cabo when gunmen walked up and opened fire. Tourists fled as they heard bursts of semi-automatic gunfire and witnessed its point-blank consequences. The two survivors who aren't being identified are being treated in hospital. No arrests have been made. James Beers, Mexico.
A former prime minister on Wednesday began campaigning against so-called same-sex marriage in Australia. Tony Abbott said, quote, I say to you, if you don't like same-sex marriage, vote no. If you worry about freedom of speech and freedom of religion, vote no. And if you don't like political correctness, vote no, because this is the best way to stop it in its tracks. This is townhall.com. The FDA is expanding its public education campaign on the dangers of electronic cigarettes.
The agency is planning to expand its The Real Cost campaign this fall. It will include messages to teenagers about the dangers of using e-cigarettes and other electronic nicotine delivery systems. The announcement comes just over a week after the agency unveiled its plans to propose rules to reduce nicotine in combustible cigarettes to non-addictive levels. A recent FDA study found that more than 2 million middle and high school students used e-cigarettes and other electronic nicotine delivery products in 2016. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Republican Governor Paul LePage was sued Tuesday by the ACLU of Maine for blocking critics on his official Facebook page and deleting their comments. The ACLU filed the federal lawsuit on behalf of two women, saying their First Amendment rights were violated. The lawsuit seeks attorney fees. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. Right now we have, the one and only Liz Peek that we always enjoy speaking with. Columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, first of all, aloha, I will say. I'm overlooking Kaanapali Beach right now in Maui, Hawaii, so I'm having fun.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Congratulations.
Well, I'll tell you, all we need is a couple of umbrella drinks, and we'll have an even better time here, because that's the way we love to roll here when we're in Maui. Quickly, so much stuff is going on here. I mean, I'm hearing Billy Joel's music. You know, I didn't start the fire. You know, whether it's, the Russians unhinging. We got North Korea. We've got the chaos in the Beltway. Donald Trump continues to tweet, and you and I are singing We Didn't Start the Fire, did we?
Well, the question is, who did? Look, yeah. I think there's a lot going on. Thank heavens Congress is in recess, which means that they're not meddling in anything particularly important right now. And hopefully they come back determined to move ahead with tax reform. I think that's an incredibly important agenda item that really sort of looms large right now. We've got some other things going on, too, like getting a budget passed and raising the debt ceiling. So, there's always the big confidence inspirer, I guess you'd say, right now, is that the stock market's on a tear.
Exactly.
And for good reason. The stock market is being bolstered by very substantial earnings gains, which continue to accelerate, good positive forward guidance from CEOs, continued high levels of optimism about the president's agenda, etc. And I think, going into the fall, you always worry about what could be the October surprises, and typically we worry about political issues, and again, with the debt ceiling on the horizon and so forth, there could be some bumps along the way. But also, I got to say, North Korea is looking, I think, pretty scary. And, a few weeks ago, the New York Times on a Saturday ran a story that was quite alarming to me, and always they write things on Saturday hoping no one will read them that kind of sail by. But
right.
The story was basically that only about 20% of North Korea was actually under surveillance by U.S. satellites. In other words, we don't really see much of North Korea because I guess it was a matter of expense, and we've focused on the areas where we know most of the activity goes on, around Pyongyang and so forth. But here's the problem. Now it appears that they have gone from liquid fuel rockets to solid fuel missiles, and they can be launched anywhere in the countryside, you know, being driven around on a truck base or whatever, and we won't know it. I think that is a really frightening piece of information. Most Americans, including myself, assumed we would know if there was a missile launch in time for us to shoot it down. That apparently is not the case. So this readiness of North Korea, the fact that they do have these missiles and increasing nuclear capability, you know, I think it's really actually very worrisome. And obviously now the country's attention is focused on it. Obama basically just ignored it and kind of hoped to get out of town before anything dramatic happened, and to his credit, he did.
Yeah, well, and to our problem here, we're dealing with, you know, some would call that ineptness and his blatant, ignorance of what, you know, North Korea was doing. And then also add to this list of threats there, it was also reported here just the other day, Liz, that, you know, they have the ability now to put the weapons on, you know, on submarines. On ships, and there's some indication that they are doing that now.
Yeah, I think, look, I don't know what the solution is. I hope there's some pretty brilliant people advising the president on this. I must say, I was very impressed that Nikki Haley got through the UN very tough sanctions. And, of course, like everything that this White House achieves, they were immediately dismissed as unimportant by the liberal media, but they're not unimportant. It really could, if they are enforced, they could severely crimp the economy of North Korea. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, it looks like we are getting tougher on sanctioning the Chinese companies that do business with North Korea. That's a very big piece of the puzzle, which the Obama administration never wanted to do because they needed China's help on developing a very bogus China climate accord. But this administration is focused on that. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if anything will drive these North Koreans to the bargaining table. So far, nothing has worked.
If nothing else, as you say, with the great job that Nikki Haley is doing on our behalf, and dare I say the international community as well, because clearly the international community does not want to see a preemptive action. But if one has to be taken, I don't know how the international community can say that they didn't do everything that they thought was possible, especially in light of this recent vote.
Well, I mean, what we know is there's been an awful lot of cheating on former UN sanctions against North Korea, and that North Korea has been working with the Iranians and the Chinese. So, you know, look, everyone is basically out for their own self-interest. The question is whether and when the Chinese will begin to think maybe their self-interest is not in allowing this nuclear program to go forward, because, you know, it is a seriously destabilizing element in their realm. And if the Japanese get sufficiently anxious, they might well decide to undertake a nuclear program of their own. And I think that would be horrifying to the Chinese. So, you know, we'll see what happens. As I say, I don't have the answers, but I'm pretty sure what we have been doing has not worked.
Well, it seems like a serious game of chicken here that we seem to be playing, and what's at risk is the future not only of the Koreas, but dare I say the world, because you've got not only with North Korea doing what they're doing, I mean, they're really setting up a model for Iran, lest we forget.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, now, you know, sadly, it's a little bit like gun control. You know, if the old bumper sticker, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. We've sort of outlawed nuclear programs. So who has them? Pakistan, which is certainly no friend to the United States, China, Russia, Iran, and, you know, undoubtedly soon, and North Korea. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. So it's not a great way forward. And I must say, you know, there's two schools of thought. One is that, yes, the past way of going about this has not worked. And what's really not worked is that the United States cannot call on North Korea to abandon its nuclear program, because they are convinced that that is their only way of accessing legitimacy or protecting themselves against an aggressive United States. The United States, we all think that's nuts, that there's no way America would ever go after North Korea. That's not what they think. So that school of thought that thinks that we should just say, okay, you're going to have a nuclear program, but at the same time, let's, you know, make sure we have diplomatic relations and that we can kind of move forward in a more harmonious way. You know, that's, I mean, I think for Americans, that would be an incredibly bitter pill to swallow at this point.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're gonna pause for just a moment. Got to go to break. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Liz Peek continues, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street. Speaking of the street, Liz, I'll tell you, the mainstream media having a hard time giving the Trump administration any kind of credit for the record-breaking statistics that are coming out of Wall Street these days.
Yeah, that's what I'm writing about today. The New York Times and other organizations have been frantically trying to figure out why this stock market has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And it's pretty tough because, really, what is the stock market? It's a reflection of not only current earnings growth, but expectations for the future. And since the day he was elected, all the indicators that might lead to a more positive economic outlook, things like small business optimism, consumer sentiment, all of those things have headed north. And yes, we do have good earnings growth, and it's not all because of Donald Trump right now, but the truth is the optimism about the future is profound. There was a KPMG study of 400 CEOs, and the difference in expectations and optimism, not just about their own business prospects, but about the United States being the best place to invest your money and so forth, it is marked. I mean, the numbers are right there, and it's very compelling. But those kinds of indicators are available from all different kinds of segments of the economy. So, you know, why is that? Why is it that 54% of those CEOs are now optimistic about growth, whereas a year ago it was only 23%. Well, one is the rolling back of regulations. And yes, we've all talked about this, but it's not something Congress has undertaken. It's not something that the media wants to pay much attention to because they're pretty horrified that we're rolling back Obama's regulatory tsunami. But so far, there are 860 pending rules and regulations that the Trump administration has put on hold. That is a huge number across all kinds of agencies, and it gives business leaders this important piece of information. The Trump White House is on their side, and I think that comes after 8 years of feeling like the Obama guys were really kind of out to get them. I mean, that's a huge, huge uptick. But, you know, Bill, what's really exciting, I think, is when you talk to private equity guys, for example, who are in touch with a lot of managements around the world, the United States is now viewed as I said earlier, the number one place to invest their money. And it is because we're taking a more pro-business approach. It's because we have cheap energy. It's because we have an educated workforce, et cetera. You know, that is just really good news for the United States.
Well, you imagine what will happen if tax reform gets into place. I mean, Katie bar the doors. I mean, you know, and what I'm excited to hear about from, three major banks that I discuss and have conversation with on a regular basis, Liz, is they tell me the new business activity. You know, the dreamers of America, the very heartbeat, the backbone of this country and the industry of this country is very enthused right now. New business filings, the activity that these bankers tell me that's taking place with, you know, people dreaming again and excited about starting new businesses and new enterprises. I think there's a lot of excitement on the horizon, and all this is playing into, I believe, this momentum that is on display here on Wall Street.
I think that is totally right. I think people are just look at the surveys. Every such indicator is that optimism is just huge right now. And to your point, that's even in spite of an unbelievable mess in Congress, Republicans eating each other alive, the White House constantly mired in melodrama, etc. Despite all of that, people understand that the general undertone of this economy is positive, and partly that is because we have a president who wants the economy to grow. I think it's honestly a fair statement that was never Obama's priority. Everything else got in the way of that, whether it was climate agreements or Obamacare or whatever, job creation and growing the economy was not his number one thing. And, you know, it always has amazed me that even when he got completely trashed in the first midterm elections, never did a serious look around or a reboot of policies that mm-hmm. might change that, never
exactly.
talked to the business community. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. that's a pretty amazing thing. So
exactly.
I think
well,
there's
that,
a
that
big
was quite,
change in tone. Yeah.
Quite arrogant, I've maintained, in terms of the Obama administration, unlike Clinton, who saw it and said, hey, the era of big government is over. He saw the writing on the wall, made some adjustments, and of course, his legacy lives on, and he can thank Newt Gingrich and Republicans that saw it. But interestingly, by contrast, you have Republicans who are not getting it. Democrats seem to be getting it. I mean, Chuck Schumer, with some of the statements that he made in the recent weeks, you're thinking, wait a minute, he's like trying to rewrite the DNC platform to embrace some Republican ideals that are on display here by one Donald Trump. And where are the Republicans? They want to argue and, as you say, you know, bite and chew up one another, as opposed to coming alongside the, oh, go figure, the guy who won the presidency last November. Let's find a way to be antithetical to his vision, and instead of coming alongside and helping an inexperienced politician, take advantage of this momentum for the good, for the greater good, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, really, how sad is it that they don't? That there aren't more senators and Congress people in the House who, as you say, are willing to kind of work with, as very rightly point out, an inexperienced politician whose team does not, who really needs Congress to be on his side, but instead they're all furthering their own agenda. And to some degree, you expect that, but it is the missed opportunity that just is galling for mm-hmm. Rand Paul to stand in the way of serious reform of Medicaid, a program which has totally outgrown its mission and every boundary set, and because he has to have the last word on health care, you just want to cry. I mean, really, it's very disappointing. I'm hoping that, again, on tax reform, what I sort of expect at this point is the Democrats, really, Chuck Schumer came out and kind of laid down some principles for tax reform, none of which are really meetable, and I am assuming what will happen is that we will get corporate tax reform. I'm not too optimistic about individual tax reform at this point, but I think even Democrats understand that our, particularly the approach to how we tax overseas profits, all those hundreds of billions of dollars stashed overseas, really makes no sense. And I think it would be a great lift to this economy, to your point, to be able to repatriate some of that money, use a one-time tax on it to further infrastructure spending. Let's get that ball rolling. Pretty hard for Democrats to stand in the way of it, though they might. I don't know. They're sort of standing in the way of everything right now, so who knows whether or not they'll have any a change of heart, but it would sure be nice to see.
Well, without a doubt. And Liz, I hope we don't look back over this era as an era of lost opportunity.
Exactly.
That's what I'm concerned about, because time and again, I keep saying, where's the sense of urgency? This president has been in office for 200 days. Now, you would think the mainstream media, the way they report on this president, like he's been president forever. It's only been 200 days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they have this microwave mentality that says, hey, you're just not doing it fast enough. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to do it when your hands are tied behind your back and the very people who are supposedly on your side are against you.
Yeah. I was thinking this morning, I wonder if Trump could go back and be a little more polite to all those guys who faced off against him in the primaries. If you think about it, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, a lot of those guys, they just hate him. And they're just doing everything they can to undermine him at every turn. John McCain's a different story. I've kind of given up on John McCain. You know, what would really be amazing is if a Trump White House could bring Joe Manchin over to become a Republican. That could really help. And frankly, I don't see how Manchin can withstand that pressure, because his own party has really cut him off and left him hung out to dry, particularly on everything to do with coal. You would think maybe he would make that move, and that would be really helpful.
Well, I'll tell you, a conversation for another day. We're out of time, sadly, Liz. Appreciate the insight. Good stuff here. Liz Peek, columnist from FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, thank you so much.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had a known like me, would have cut out two. I run so fast to stay. I tell they couldn't catch me all day. The way I run across that field. Yes, you couldn't catch me when I was a
Yes, little Satchmo, huh? You remember Satchmo? Of course, we got young people go, what the heck? What was that? Little Louis Armstrong. Check it out. Go YouTube him and be blessed. A classic entertainer. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And as we were talking about this media malpractice, just to expand on a little bit, you know, Bloomberg told us in their survey, healthcare was 35% most important for Americans. Job unemployment, 13%. Terrorism, 11%. On down, as we talked about it. Russia, 6%, but yet the Russia Comey investigation received 353 minutes of coverage, or 55% of the network news airtime. Climate change got 47 minutes. Terrorism received 29 minutes of coverage. Efforts to repeal Obamacare received 17 minutes. The economy and jobs got 5 minutes of network news time. I would agree with Gary Bauer and others that would say this is absolute media malpractice, the audience, I mean, you know, the people are saying, hey, look, at this is what's most important, and you're chasing, you know, you're chasing windmills like Don Quixote. Ed Pizzoli is with us right now. He is the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Wolf. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's talk Obamacare and health care. What do we got now? You know, this thing, they just keep running into a brick wall, and it's if the GOP is doing everything they can to injure their brand. What's your recommendation?
Well, first of all, they got to remember they made a promise to the American people for 7 years. Republicans went out and campaigned on repealing Obamacare because Obamacare was going to be a disaster. That part has been proven correct. Obamacare is a disaster, but Republicans campaigned on repealing it, and now that we have the ball and the power to do so, it appears that we're running into kind of what I would say is a crisis in courage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, exactly. Good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now that you actually can make a law and affect change, now that you have that responsibility, several Republicans have gotten weak-kneed. But let me just say this. I have some level of confidence that democracy in action is not pretty and has to go through various gyrations to get a result. And I'm okay with Republicans, different members of Congress in the Republican Party, having different ideas on how to attack this problem. But there's a couple things I do suggest. I suggest that we remain true to our principles. Mm-hmm. So as a Republican, I'm looking for something. Either get the government completely out of Obamacare, just do a simple repeal.
Right.
If that is not acceptable, then let's move down the track. I think we can do things that would bring greater market forces to bear, as opposed to government mandates that simply take away our freedoms and increase the burden of taxes. And so what I would suggest the following. I would suggest that we pursue plans that would allow insurance companies to offer policies across state lines to increase medical savings accounts for individuals, to allow for the marketplace to determine the types of policies and benefits inside of those policies that are being offered to people, because someone who's 30 years old and healthy needs health insurance that is different from somebody who is 55 years old and not so healthy.
Exactly.
And those things need to be taken into consideration. And I would also suggest, because I do believe that the federal government's role should be limited just generally, that all of this from a funding perspective should be pushed down to the states and let state governments, who are closer to their particular citizenry, figure out how to spend the money in the best, most efficient way to deliver health care to their citizens. Because you and I both know that Florida is different from Alaska, and Washington State is different from North Carolina.
Exactly.
So I think that we should be giving our state, our particularly majority Republican governors across the country, an opportunity to best address this.
Well, as you say, Ed, you know, the CBO can't possibly rate what would happen at the marketplace, the impact that would take place with insurance companies being able to sell across state lines. We were talking about this. You imagine the advertising that you would start hearing now on TV and radio with these insurance companies offering health insurance for $39 a month? It would be incredible, and we know that this will take place because empirically this has happened time and again, but the CBO can't score that, can they?
No, they can't score it, and the CBO, with respect to understanding true marketplace, CBO has not been a great indicator. I do think that there's one thing about the biggest fear that Republicans have, or some Republican congressmen have, is that the repeal of Obamacare would be seen or will be portrayed as mean-spirited to those who need the coverage or health care most. And so what we've got to do is identify the truly needy folks, not just economically, but because of either a pre-existing condition, right, or some unforeseen health issue, that those folks and those circumstances, maybe what we do is we segment that out and say, look, as a society, we're going to make sure that there's a safety net there, and we make a commitment to do that. But that's only a small portion of the marketplace.
Exactly.
There is no reason to change the entire marketplace with government mandates that take away your money and take away your freedom.
Ed, this is a big problem, isn't it? I mean, the mandates, the built-in taxes that were put into play here, I mean, this was really one landmine after another set up by the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid. And this is the biggest problem that I see. I mean, like you say, that takes courage to knock that down because, the whole model in which this was set up was based on those taxes that President Obama, if you remember clearly, repeatedly said, this is not a tax, until, thank you very much, Chief Justice Roberts came in and said, oh, no, it is a tax. And you, in fact, you want it to be a tax, right?
Right. Because otherwise, if Roberts' decision, who was the key vote with respect to the constitutionality of Obamacare, would have gone the other way if it wasn't characterized as a tax. But look, let's understand this. This has little to do with actual access to health care.
Exactly.
This is access to health insurance, which is different than actual access to health care. And what Obamacare is an enormous tax and burden, not just on the wealthy, on small and mid-sized businesses that ultimately have to carry that regulatory burden, that tax burden, and it impacts their ability to grow and expand both job opportunity and entrepreneurial opportunity. Mm-hmm. And in the end, that's a huge drag on many, many, many more people. It's one thing to say, okay, Warren Buffett doesn't mind paying the extra Obamacare tax.
Right,
well,
right.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. But what about the small mom-and-pop business on Main Street that's doing okay,
right,
but would like to hire five more people, but because of Obamacare and its obtrusive regulations and additional cost to them, they can't.
Right.
That is the biggest issue.
Exactly. Well, Ed, we got to leave it there. I'd be curious if the CBO could do a score on Obamacare 7 years later. Be interesting to see what they came up with. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Ed Pizzulli has been with us. Thank you, Ed.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on. while the efficient Nero Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we come to you live from Mauiville. Let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous here. James, wish you were here sharing it with me. You ought to see this view that we have atop our temporary studios at the Kanapali Beach Hotel. It is just magnificent, needless to say.
You got some snorkeling planned today?
Well, maybe not snorkeling, but we're hoping to get on a sailboat, you know, so that's what we're working on. So I love sailing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Well, James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, is hanging with us, as we say, and rather loosely. But, the Democrats are seeking out celebrities to run for political office, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for an answer. You know, they haven't been able to win elections, and now all of a sudden, and look, you know, when you talk about celebrities, celebrities have one thing that ordinary non-celebrities don't have. It's name recognition.
Name ID. Right, exactly.
Yeah, and it helps. You know, we always do say President Ronald Reagan, Congressman Sonny Bono. Mm-hmm. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger,
yes.
Mayor Clint Eastwood, it goes on and on. And the Democrats have had it with Senator Al Franken and Mayor of Cincinnati, Jerry Springer. Mm. But, you know, what happened with the Trump win, and we know, they've looked for anything to cure their electoral shortcomings. And a guy who's been out there talking about, we got to have a celebrity, we got to have a celebrity, is Michael Moore.
Mm.
You know, I call him the filmmaker provocateur. So
yes.
He's on The View, and he's basically saying, Tom Hanks should run for president, and maybe Oprah as his running mate. And so, you know, it's just, it's this notion that somehow because Donald Trump, you know, was once a television star, that and a personality that opens the door. So now the Democrats should find their own version of Trump to counter Trump. The interesting thing about that is they said the same thing about Reagan. They said, oh, he's just an actor.
Right.
Of course, he had paid his dues as a governor, and just fame alone isn't the ticket. Mm-hmm. But Democrats don't distinguish between just the naked fame, and maybe because they got away with it with Al Franken, and the fact that what Trump's victory was about was issues and leadership ability. I mean, if someone happens to be a celebrity and they have those combinations and they prove it to the voters, they can get elected.
You got
to
have the message and the messenger. That is the issue right there. And also, is the messenger willing, James, to walk away from their career? Are they willing to make a career shift and let go of their celebrity in order to become a politician? That's the other thing that must be considered here as well, because as we're finding out with some of these would-be pundits, political pundits and celebrities trying to carry a dual personality, so to speak, it's coming back on them because they're finding out that they're not loved by everybody. They've suddenly cut their appeal by 50% just by chiming in on whatever topic they want to chime in on, right?
Right. I mean, they watch Trump, and look, Trump had to walk away from a very opulent lifestyle, a very successful business career, and be in a war.
Yes.
A war with the deep state, and the Democrats and the establishment and the media are attacking him every single day. But now some liberal Democrats are trying to recruit Cynthia Nixon. Now, this is really interesting. Her name is Nixon.
Yeah.
But she was the actress on Sex and the City, if you remember her. She's an open, she says she's self-identified bisexual. In a same-sex marriage is known as being very progressive, and they want her to challenge Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, the incumbent, from the left, kind of like an Elizabeth Warren concept. But she has absolutely zero qualifications. Except she was an actress in Sex and the City, and she's done some charity work, and that's it.
And so she can bring up some social issues that's going to further bifurcate the party.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. And divide up the party with someone who's even been talked about as a potential presidential candidate, Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is based on this misunderstanding about why Trump won in November of 2016. They look for anything but the truth. It's his name recognition. Oh, he was a reality star. Oh, it was racism. It was xenophobia. It was all these other things. And the truth is, of course, Trump did successfully connected with the base, but it was because he championed issues that neither party would champion. And now that he's in office, he's still championing those issues. And the establishment and the deep state and the swamp hates it.
Exactly.
But the base loves it.
Right. And, James, they could go to a sixth-grade civics class and get the answer. But because they're so blinded by their own, commitment to ideology, they can't get it. They don't want to get it, and they're kicking the goads here. And meanwhile, Trump is rolling along. The train continues to roll along, regardless of a special prosecutor and whatever sticks they can put into the man's spokes, because the base is fed up with this stuff. And I would say that even these numbers, these approval numbers, they're doing. James, it smacks of the same kind of numbers and analysis they did pre-election, pre-November, when they were saying that Trump was going to get landslided by the Hillary contingency and all this stuff. And look what happened. I mean, I'm sorry. I think these numbers are still dubious what they're showing, because you look what happens. Every event that he goes to, even these days, they're saying the numbers are bigger now than they were during his campaign.
No, that's exactly right. The numbers are dubious, because you look at here's the real numbers. The real numbers are the number of jobs up, the number of unemployment applications.
Almost a million jobs, or over a million jobs, right?
Yeah, border crossing down. Stock market all-time high. Earnings of workers up.
Yes.
Kind of. Those are the real numbers. Those are the numbers that scare the opponents of Trump most of all. And even if Congress drags their feet, you know, the Keystone Pipeline, he opened it up. He deregulated more than any president in history. And he has Gorsuch on the bench and many other Gorsuch type justices on the bench, and they can't take that away from him.
And exactly.
So, and I think, you know, as this gets felt more in the economy, some of the polls are going to come his way, and some of these recalcitrant GOPers are going to come along, and they're at least going to be able to pass tax cuts, and they'll pass something in relation to health care before the 2018 elections. And and then that's another real surprising result coming in 2018, because we know the media is already gearing up, as you pointed out with the dubious polls, to tell us that all is lost, that there is no way that Congress will be the same after 2018. We'll have Speaker Pelosi, or maybe Speaker Maxine Waters.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Majority leader in the Senate, Schumer, and an impeachment trial and everything else. But I don't believe any of that is going to happen.
Well, James, what the mainstream media is putting at risk here, I mean, their credibility is already on the line anyway and at the edge. And the people are, you know, they're being reminded every night just how disingenuous this mainstream media is, because in much the same way that the numbers told the people that Barack Obama was doing so great, and they're going, boy, not here in our zip code. And all of a sudden the zip codes got together and said, hey, not here either, is like the blindfolds were taken off. Well, you know, the mainstream media is pushing this narrative that Trump is bad for this country. Everything is, you know, the sky is falling. And again, the people are saying, not here in my zip code. And others now coming together, the zip codes are coming together and going, not here either. I mean, these guys are just flat out lying. And this is what's happening now, slowly but surely, as you're having the erosion of credibility. And you know as well as I do, when it comes to the media, the only thing you've got is credibility. You lose that, then you're the National Enquirer.
No, that's true. And, you know, they used to talk about the third rail of politics.
Yes.
You touch it, you get electrocuted. Well, clearly, Trump is hitting every possible third rail in relation to the swamp, the deep state. The immigration thing, of course, infuriates the globalist establishment. And Trump has been successful beyond any expectations in cutting down these border crossings, almost 80%. And now they have this, this voter fraud initiative, which the states are starting to open up to, which of course drives the Democratic Party crazy, because they tried to perpetuate an absolute lie that voter identification is somehow related to suppressing the vote, which is a lie, and Trump goes against that lie. And then, of course, we have the sanctuary city battle, which again drives the establishment, the swamp, the deep state crazy. I just see him essentially not acting like a Republican.
Exactly. Well, James, we got to call it a wrap here. We're out of time, but as you say, those facts are stubborn things. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, aloha. Thank you so much for being with us.
Aloha to you. Thanks for having me.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you one of the...